Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This college basketball picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100 and get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET.
Hey, this is Derek Stevens. I'm the owner of Circa Las Vegas. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Crame?
Dog.
Sean, you're looking very fit in that new kit of yours over there.
Talking soccer. Soccer Kramer is here. We got Pick Dundee, aka the Dantabase. What's happening, Colby?
ACC Big Ten Challenge, guys. Let's get excited. Let's get excited about life. You know?
Someone already did their job. Shout out to the Hokies. Shout out to Mike Young, which, by the way, if you don't watch the post game pressers on the Virginia Tech Athletics YouTube page that has like 10 subscribers like I do, Mike Young comes out and they ask him how he played. And he's like, with all due respect to Ben Johnson, the coach of Minnesota, love what he's doing over there with Minnesota, but we played like garbage today. And mind you, they just won by 10 points. Didn't get the cover, but nice way to kick off the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
That's the way you were when I was on number 128 of my team preview, and there was 131. I remember you telling me with a couple days left, very similar stuff. You know?
Yeah.
We got it all. And all right. Yeah. Chat is alive and well over at youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Let's get a USA tout for the money line. USA, USA. That was a pretty sweet hit. Even bet it with the draw line. I'm not afraid of no draw. Hit the
shout out to you, Sean.
Yeah. Kiss my ass, Iran. Hey, tomorrow. Kramer and I will be live from the Blue Wire Studio in Las Vegas for a doubleheader. We're going to be doing our Thursday night props episode in the morning and then 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 o'clock East, live from the Blue Wire Studio, our NFL Picks podcast. Ryan Hasty wanting to know college experience, college basketball show tonight as well, Colby.
You better believe it, buddy. 9 p.m. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, you can just plan every night, right, Colby?
Yes. Every night around 9:15 p.m. I would say, yeah.
You know, barring sometimes Colby's gotta take a shit. It's 9:15.
Sometimes you got the double overtime game going on, something like that. Anyway, fire away.
Thanks, Colby. Hey, you wanted to get down on some of these college basketball picks? You can do it over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's right. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. Bet $100. Get a $100 free bet. So many states. And of course, fire up that parlay wheel, spin it, and don't forget to let it ride. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. All subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. is from 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough where WynnBET is available. If you're someone who knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
That was really awesome, Sean.
Thank you.
It was like a fine wine, like a fine college basketball offense. I will say, Sean, Colby, you can hear this too. When you watch college basketball, I realized I turned 40 this year, but I'm fucking old. I get it. college basketball just looks nicer. This NBA shit is shit.
No, it's not even comparable.
And then I watch. I'm rocking back and forth on my porch. And I'm watching this. I'm watching beautiful screens being set. Passing.
Come on.
The
come
ball's
on. They're,
not.
They're
stopping.
Two different sports. It's like watching. Right, that's anyway. Like watching Apocalypse Now and then Sister Act. You know what I mean? Like there's
Sister Act One was good.
Sister Act Two, Sean.
Okay, there you go.
Right. Shout out to Whoopi Goldberg. It's a shame the no eyebrow look hasn't come back. It will. Don't worry. Everything's coming back.
Hey, shout out 90s. To Ted Danson. I was hoping they were going to make it.
Hey, he was unwilling to go anywhere. All right. Don't know where I was going with that. 3:30. You want to start talking? You should do anything to talk about from last week. Other than watching college basketball is better than watching NBA at this point.
I mean, there were some awesome matchups last week. The whole Phil Knight Invitational in Portland, Oregon. How about the Purdue Boilermakers running the table?
It was more of an opportunity.
Purdue's playing talent, really well.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about them in a bit because they got a what I thought was a huge matchup. It's funny, you know, when I'm building the schedule, Sean, because I like to think that I built this whole schedule. You know, in August, and I got the spreadsheet out, and I'm going through, and I'm like, oh, Purdue, Florida State, that game's gonna be fantastic. Well, yeah.
Florida State,
it's
stinks.
On the sheet because of the history, perhaps, but yeah, should be interesting to see what happens. Oh, in Tallahassee.
Poor Florida State. All right, you want to pick some winners, Sean?
Oh yeah, let's go.
Winners only. 3:30 tip on the West Coast. We're heading to Indianapolis.
Hinkle Fieldhouse, where they Hinkle. Shot where they shot and
Hoosiers,
where the real Hoosiers team played.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kansas State takes on Butler in this one. Butler is a pick. I mean, just
Butler's missing a couple guys though, right?
Yeah.
Is Ali going to play?
No, I think he's out. We
love Ali.
And same with Jalen Thomas, the transfer from Georgia State, who's pretty damn good as well. So, I mean, they even have a few other guys that probably going to miss time too. DJ Hughes and the game time decision on Miles Wilmoth. So they're a little dinged up, man.
So how do you take Butler then?
I don't think you can with the way Kansas State's been playing this year.
Yeah, K-State's been playing well.
Yeah,
some decent wins.
They
too.
Go and hire the longtime Scott Drew assistant Jerome Tang, and boy have they hit the ground running. Getting Keontae Johnson was huge. Remember Keontae Johnson a couple of years ago had that heart condition with the Florida Gators and had that scary moment in the game where he passed out on the court. He got cleared to play, transferred out because Mike White went to Georgia, and it's been nothing but good things. In
different
Manhattan,
Mike
Kansas.
White than the starting quarterback of the Jets, right?
Different Mike White, yeah. but yeah, I'm on K-State, man. I think they're the better team, even though I know this is a tough place to go into and win.
Well, I love Benedict Dantold in the YouTube chat saying K-State would have won this one if their QBs didn't get hurt. I think he's
nice reference.
Smoking my weed.
Nice reference.
He is calling back, yes. Of course, to Colby saying that K-State should have won this game a number of times.
TCU.
I'm all over K-State. This actually feels like potential lock. I mean, what am I missing here?
Well,
I guess it's a tough place to play.
What you're missing is if you ignore the injury stuff and you ignore the way that the form Kansas State is in, you would look at a situation where Kansas State could get loose with the ball. Look, they hit their free throws. They hit their 3-point shots. This is the play. All three. We agree. The Discord can take Butler and suck it. 4 p.m. on the West Coast. Richmond heads to Toledo, Ohio to take on what is it? The Golden Flash?
No, the Golden Rockets.
The Golden Rockets.
No, they're just the Rockets.
Oh, okay. Good. Toledo minus -3. Look, rarely are you going to find me fading my Spiders, but I also do love me a Mac team. Ah.
So you're at a crossroads right there, right? I mean,
Richmond 351st in the nation in pace, so they are going to slow it down and kind of ugly it up.
Like yeah, that. And the irony is what Toledo's 47th in pace, so you have a complete contrast in styles.
So who wins?
Well, in Toledo, horrible in defense, like all MAC teams. They don't play any defense. 334th in defense.
That's why the MAC is such a fun conference. It's like street ball. it's literally street ball. That's why it's the best.
I like what Chris Mooney and Richmond have done. They're 119th in defense, even with losing Jacob Gilliard, Golden from a year ago.
Wrong team favorite, right?
When you look, you see Richmond 3-3, but all their losses to respectable opponents, Charleston, Syracuse, and Wichita by a total of 8 points. Give me the Spiders to win on the road.
Oh, yeah. Colby's so good at doing that. He's bang, bang, get it in.
He's got the tout mechanics. I'm with you. Yeah. I think we're all in Richmond, right? No.
the Spiders with a Y. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Discord's got two plays already. Vanderbilt, VCU. This one's at 4 PM on the West Coast. We're headed to Richmond. Do you remember the days of Shaka and VCU?
Yeah.
Shocking the world.
Yeah.
Different than when Wichita State shocked the world. Who do you like in this one, Colby?
This one's a little tricky because Ace Baldwin is out for VCU. This is a guy that's been a key player on their team, perhaps their best player.
Great name.
He got injured a year ago for a big chunk of the season. Same thing happened early in this season. So
VCU, they play good defense, but they can't shoot for shit. 333rd in field goal percentage.
Yeah,
that's, and they're missing Ace,
and that's kind of always been their forte. But even with Baldwin out, they seem like they really might be offensively challenged. Meanwhile, Jerry Stackhouse, I think their team's a little bit better than their record indicates. They beat Temple, they beat Fresno. I'm gonna take a shot on the Commodores.
Also,
this place does get lit though.
Vanderbilt. Yeah. All right, then I'm taking VCU. We didn't get the lit ready.
Yeah.
I was on the edge lit of taking rating. Vanderbilt, but Vanderbilt's so bad at free throws, I can't take them. I can't take a team like that.
To Colby's point, their loss is St. Mary's, Memphis, and I guess the outlier, Southern Miss.
No, Southern Miss is undefeated this year, man.
So
it's like Clarence Weatherspoon's back there all over again. All right.
I'm going VCU because of the home court. Kramer, what are you doing?
Wait, Colby said it was going to be lit, but he took Vanderbilt.
I know.
I'm going with Vandy because I don't think VCU can score.
Yeah, Vanderbilt. Also, Sean, we have to start tracking when Colby says it's going to be lit. If you take the other side, I think it's becoming a strong trend. Purdue heads to Tallahassee where they'll take on the are they still the Seminoles? Seminoles of Florida State. 4:15.
Give it a week.
4:15 p.m. on the West Coast. I mean, Florida Matt Painter, while he does kind of dabble with my do not bet.
He kills it in the regular season. He's a regular season warrior.
I don't understand how you can be taking Florida State right now.
I mean, they lost to Stetson, Siena, Troy, Stanford, Florida Nebraska. State's
fucking horrible.
What's going on, man? You look at that roster in the preseason, you're like, oh, they're going to be good. They got Caleb Mills, the kid from Houston. They got a couple nice young kids that they've added over the past couple of years, and I don't know what the hell is happening down there, but you can't take them.
Colby, I'll go as far as, I mean, how many games have they even been like sniffing a victory.
I don't understand what's happening.
Ryan, what is the money split on Purdue? Because I got to imagine it's saying Lucky Nugget in the chat saying he's seeing 96% of the money on Purdue.
It's so
minus 13.
I don't have, let me look. I have a secondary screen. I was going to say is I don't have any data yet. Early, which is why you might see a 97%.
I mean, Florida State, I'm trying to make a case for why we should take the Seminoles, but they lost by 14 to UCF. They were up on Florida in the first half. Maybe that's your angle, but this is Florida State football is kind of back. So no one, I feel like these games have kind of been half empty. I'm going to take the Boilermakers laying the points.
And it actually looks like they did this open 14. They took some Florida State money and it's come down. So for what it's worth, some folks feel like betting on Florida State's a good idea. Good luck to that. I guess though, like I watched my Hokies play a Minnesota team. Minnesota never had a chance of sniffing a victory. Yeah,
you could back
that. They still lost by 10. So that would be the angle.
Yeah. FSU is Florida State's an,
I mean, I should note that they played last year and Purdue won 93-65.
Yeah. So the issue is that even like, so Florida State, like oftentimes, like, all right, they're playing poorly, but they still have that big physical advantage, not against the team.
Well, they have a talented roster. I don't, it's a little puzzling.
Well, you know,
How can Florida State not get athletes? Because I mean, Leonard, send Charlie Ward down there.
Leonard Hamilton has been a bad coach for many years. Every year he has great athletes and they
but you would think with basketball,
like, rarely achieve their potential.
If you have some great athletes, you could be like 3-4. Like, come on.
But I mean, like, we thought they would be contending like for third or fourth place in the ACC preseason. I mean, look at this. They're 340th in rebounding, a Florida State team that never happened under his time before.
That's true. I mean, and like getting thumped by a team like Siena, for example, not a good look. All right. It's almost like something was going on where were they for that tournament? What was the locate? Where was
for Purdue?
Where was Florida State playing?
Orlando. right down the road, man.
Orlando, 4:15 on the West. We're all on Purdue. Ah, Discord's already got three plays. Look at them. Rutgers, Miami. We're heading to Coral Gables, where the
hurricane. I wonder. You think buses will be taken?
Oh, well, I mean, who are they rooting for? Because they might be from Jersey. Rutgers comes to town.
Just a scrappy ass Rutgers team, second in the nation in defense, fifth in the nation in steals.
Yeah, they've been actually a bit of a surprise too, because I thought losing Ron Harper Jr., you know, they would take a step back. But I mean, I'll say the schedule hasn't been very elite for the Scarlet
UMass
Knights.
Lowell, I mean, Sacred Heart. Come on, yeah. Ryder.
Yeah. So,
how many of these teams are D1?
Ryder's the moving company, man. You can't fade the moving company.
All right, so I'm looking. All right, so I got Ken Pom's rankings up. Rutgers has played three teams outside of the top 300.
So yeah. It's nice to pad those defensive stats. Nice.
The only team they've played in the top 100, Temple. What happened? They lost.
I'm taking Rutgers plus three. You can't talk me out of that.
I just gave you the handicap. I just gave the only good team they played, they lost.
Miami's,
it was a
really battle tested. Yeah. Even Miami's mid major they played. UNC right, Greensboro is better than pretty
any
much
any chance Greg Schiano is like a defensive specialist for them.
This is how Sean backs out of his accountability. He picks one side, then when he realizes that we're on the right side, we
play
bully,
that Benedict music, you bastard.
We bully him. And that way, when he loses, he can blame us for bullying him to the wrong
it's
side.
Win-win.
Like he did with me and the Buffalo Bills on Thursday night.
Oh, that was horrible. I should have.
You should have held strong then.
And in the USA fucking Iran podcast, I said 1-0, and then Malcolm made all these good points on the over, and he talked me into USA 2-1.
I don't want to seem like I'm replicating your bit, but I did have, and I was looking for the screenshots. I could have sworn I took. But I did. My build a bet originally was US to win first half, draw second half, US to win 1-0. Ooh. But again, Malcolm talked us out of it. We'll blame the man from over the pond.
What did he say though? He was talking trash about the US again.
No, he came on an American sports gambling podcast and he picked Iran. So oof. You know exactly. Cole, we'll have to have next time we have him on. Yeah. It's going to be to have more of a human resources conversation. All right, 4:15. Another 4:15. Very. What's up? 15 minutes past the hour, huh?
Something about this Big Ten ACC stuff.
I see. Ohio State heading to Durham to take on Duke. Duke laying 5 here.
This place is going to be lit, guys. All right. Did you need to ask me?
Ah, shit.
It's Cameron Indoor. Shire's undefeated at home.
Do they keep Coach K in like glass and just break it in case they're down?
He's like, did you see the Sean Taylor statue yes. revealed? That's hilarious. They keep
did you see? You have to look at the Sean
it's
Taylor.
It's just a
thing.
Mannequin. It's like you could do that in 10 minutes. They had a reveal where they dropped the curtain or, you know.
And it's like wire hangers. Why not get the hologram like Tupac or something? They also had his like Deckard, shout out to Justin Deckard, sent me a photo like his dick is like pretty obvious in the pants.
Oh, respect. I
mean, yeah, at least they nailed that part, right?
Respect.
What a way to honor it.
So Duke lost to Ohio State last year. This is a revenge spot for the Blue Devils, even though most of their team from last year, minus a couple guys,
5 points
are gone. Yeah, 5 points. Hmm. Cameron Indoor.
5 points.
Shire undefeated at home. Duke and Cameron Indoor.
Hey, get this. Duke, when they played Purdue the other night, when they lost by what, 19 points, they were held scoreless the final 7 minutes of that game. I think the Blue Devils bounce back. I'm gonna lay the points.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a tough matchup for their defense. You're basically saying their size is going to be a problem for Ohio State.
I'm basically saying that Cameron Indoor Stadium gets fucking lit.
The Ohio State team is they're an experienced bunch.
No, they're nervous.
10th in the nation at free throw. That's all I need to see for a team catching 5. That's going to be up for this game. Ohio State plus 5.
Colby, are you sure?
Sure what?
Are you sure you want to take Duke here?
Yes. Yes, I do. Bounce back spot. The Blue Devils are the better defensive team, 46 in the nation. Ohio State sitting there. Yeah, they've been playing solid D, 72nd, but that their schedule hasn't been as daunting as the Blue Devils. So I'm gonna take Duke. The Shire's gonna stay undefeated at home, man.
All right.
Let's go.
So I'm with Sean. betting on the nuts, the Buckeyes. All right.
Hey, before we get to more picks, shout out to Rocket Money. Everyone likes saving money, right? So you can spend it on more awesome bets. Best way to save money is to cancel all those services you don't need. Imagine this. You go to rocketmoney.com/SGPN. Next thing you know, they got all your subscriptions in one place and you can cancel the ones you don't use with one button. When I heard this idea, I was like, this is amazing. I've already knocked off like $35 per month. Again, add that up over a year. You're saving hundreds of bucks. Very easy to cancel all these subscriptions you don't use. You might find like double ones. I mean, think of all the stuff you sign up, you do the free trial, you're hit with the auto pay. You don't even think about it. Get rid of all your useless subscriptions with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/SGPN and take off for savings.
I still do the 12 CDs for 1 cent.
Yeah, you know Colby, I mean? Colby just got out of Columbia House. They're tracking him down. Rocketmoney.com/SGPN.
Greatest deal out there. Right? I got a great timeshare too.
I like to think of it as I just saved myself three hands of blackjack a month.
Yeah. I'm not going to do anything good with the money, but I'm going to save it. Oh. Use it for my own degen activities.
Like we discussed with Malcolm, if you find money on the street.
I just got a sweet Keith Sweat CD in the mail. Ooh. It's fucking great.
Yeah, what a great scheme that is.
I should just start that up myself and just start.
That was the original auto renew button. They just signed you up and they're like, all right, fuck it. We're just going to keep sending you CDs. Gotcha, bitch. 5 p.m. kick on the West Coast. We're heading to Lubbock, Texas.
This lit rating through the roof.
Hopeful. I wonder if Craig James will be at the game. Georgetown taking on Texas Tech. Texas Tech laying 17.5. Can you imagine if the Mike Leach lock player in the shed incident happened today?
Oh.
He would have been fired immediately.
He was, but I mean,
faster. Yeah. You know what I mean? It would have been like a situation. He would never been rehired. Oh, look, George, how can you back Georgetown? There's no, the spread 17 and Texas Tech laying 17.5 here.
I was thinking about this the other day. Remember
we love
those,
this Texas Tech program.
Remember those sweet Ewing shoes? You see my screen right now.
Oh wow.
Those Ewing shoes that were just like orange and blue. Why doesn't he have his team wear all those? Those are awesome.
Cause he sucks. I mean, I hate to say this.
There are two good New York Knicks of ever, and Ryan hates Patrick Ewing.
Well, he
traveled a lot.
If you were a fan of the Knicks, Patrick Ewing was your favorite player, you weren't a fan of the Knicks.
I do agree. I was a.
There was never a period.
I was a Larry Johnson, John Starks guy.
Whether it was Mason, a scrappy like blue collar guy,
Oakley, baby, yeah.
Starks, Harper, Charlie Ward, like there, I can go down a fucking list. It wasn't Patrick Ewing, I'll tell you that.
But I think you almost have to take Georgetown at this number, right? Like this is insane, 17.5.
Again, the number. It seems as though the number opened. At 18, got immediately bet down a little bit.
One of the things to monitor here is Brandon Murray, the LSU transfer, is a game time decision. He's the second leading scorer on the team. That might be one of the reasons why that line might be a little bit steep. But you know what? I'll take the Hoyas because I think Texas Tech struggles to score a little bit without Fardaz, their big man.
Neither team's good at shooting the three either. So this game could get ugly. And if you're getting 17.5, that's crazy.
This is at United Supermarkets Arena too.
I just think like what is it you said about VCU earlier?
Yeah, it's a rock fight. They can't score. They struggle to score.
That isn't that concerning when you're playing a Texas Tech team that they give me lay the points.
Ooh,
lay the points. You're wrong.
All this here. Ewing, it's because it's Ewing, right?
Do you? I mean, look, they have tons of money. How are they not?
Yeah,
he just can't. We were fooled because he sat on Stan Van Gundy's bench. We're like, look at him; he's getting experience. He's not a star. He's blue collar. He's an assistant coach.
Richard Gertzberger pointing out Patrick Ewing looks like he already played a full half.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Doorbell?
I have no idea.
Ryan, no personal calls on the show.
I don't know how these things get through my.
Yeah, honey, can you pick up the groceries?
That's your dad. He's like, you're talking shit about Ewing.
That was actually Patrick Ewing calling.
Yeah, he was calling in. Richard Gerstberger says Patrick Ewing looks like he already played a full half even before the players are being introduced.
True. Very true.
All time sweater. Just greatest.
I guy's say, got like an aqueduct in his fucking knees.
I remember, you know what I mean? I'll never forget my first Knicks game. One of the things I was most excited to see in person was what it looked like to see Patrick Ewing sweat. Like, did he just come out on the court sweating? Did he like?
Did he hand it? Did he hand you one of his knee pads after the game?
Oh, that would. I mean, if there's the idea of getting someone's used like sweatband, I as a kid, like I was never looking for that. Yeah. I don't understand the psychology of someone who wants someone else's DNA just to hang out.
You're like asking for Jordan's wristband and Ewing sees you and he just gives you his knee pad.
Providence heads to Fort Worth, Texas, where they're taking on the Horned Frogs of TCU.
It's a great game here.
-7.5 for the Horned Frogs. Another 5 p.m. tip here on the West Coast.
I mean, you're giving Ed Cooley 7.5 points.
This is our guy.
Dog.
Remember last season when everyone hated on him the whole year? Overrated. They're lucky. They just win close games.
And TCU's been a bit of a letdown so far this year. You know, obviously they got upset by Northwestern State. They almost got upset by a couple other schools. However, Providence doesn't look like the same team. Obviously they lost a ton from a season ago. They're working it out. Bryce Hopkins was a great get in the portal, but Emmanuel Miller is a game time decision for TCU, but I'm very excited to watch that Miles Bynum matchup. TCU gets Damian Ball back from suspension. That
what
is the difference maker. I forget what he got suspended for, but it was probably
what was his name?
Damian Ball, like Sammy Ball, like B A U G H.
I'm still on Providence. I just think you have that coach Ed Cooley with points, and they're 5-2 this season. Like they're, I get somewhat disappointing. Not as, you know, maybe they'll come together late, but I still think that's too many points this early in the season.
What did Damian Ball do? Sell like a jersey of his to a fucking 16-year-old for $25 and the NCAA suspended him.
He signed
suspension
stems last spring when Baugh signed with a non-certified agent during the NBA pre-draft process. I guess if they have to be certified so you can like not, you can back out. I don't know. Oh, there's an approved list of agents you can sign.
Oh, see, they're trying to control everything, man. He signed with he let his dad be his agent or something and he's in fucking trouble. You know, you seen that before?
Yeah, this seems stupid. It sounds like they had an engagement for a matter of days. I don't know. NCAA sucks.
I'm laying the points with the Horned Frogs.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Wow, you guys are gonna regret this one.
Ed Cooley's our guy, but look, Big 12 shows up. Big 12 is the best conference in college basketball. They get it done here.
Hell yeah! Although you know. Ed Cooley's a guy we like tournament time, Sean. So we'll be back with Ed Cooley shortly. 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Oh, this is one of Colby's favorite programs. I can only imagine he'll be taking New Mexico State laying 5 against the Miners of UTEP.
Tragic magic situation going on too.
Read us in.
New Mexico State had a member of their team that was shot.
Oh man.
Well, someone else died at this party, but he was just shot. I think he's actually out of the hospital and everything now, but. Oh. They had their new, and it was over a scuffle with New Mexico at the football game.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard about this when I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They were talking about it. Yeah.
There we go. I mean, so they canceled that basketball game. They were supposed to play twice. They canceled both of them for the season. This is the second time these two schools have played. And if you guys have ever been to Las Cruces or El Paso, they're not far apart. They're like a 45-minute drive apart. It's called the Battle of the I-10. And they opened up the second game of the season they played. UTEP won by 3. UTEP's coach is Joe Golding, who was the coach at Abilene Christian that basically upset Shaka Smart and got him fired in the NCAA tournament. Remember that?
Love that.
And look, UTEP's 5-1. Their only loss was opening night to Chris Beard. Meanwhile,
but I think New Mexico is going to be motivated again. The tragic magic, the revenge factor, the fact that they're 28th in the nation in free throws. UTEP can't hit a 3 to save their life.
Did the guy who was shot, was he like a contributor?
I don't know the whole story. I know that they got in a fight. They actually have footage of them getting in like the altercation. I feel like at the football stadium or something, or at least maybe arguing or something. But yeah, it's pretty crazy situation there going on. I actually think New Mexico State bounces back. The fact that UTEP won by 3 in an incredibly close one that was in El Paso, this one's in Las Cruces. I think Xavier Pinson makes a couple big shots down the down the stretch of this game. Let's go.
Well, not heavily in the rotation. Yeah, I mean, you got to have a good reason to fade the Tragic Magic. And you know, if you look at the previous box score, you would see UTEP kind of controlled the entire game. No chance in the second half at any point for New Mexico to have it. So a little bit of a leap of faith, but yeah, the Tragic Magic strong. All right. LMU, they're heading to Fort Collins. A little elevation. Take on Colorado State. Colorado State,
our boy.
Yeah, you know, I had the opportunity to go to this fine gymnasium.
What was it like in person to see?
Colby texted me that he dapped him up in person.
I did. Got to talk to him a little bit after the game for about 5 seconds. He had to do an interview, but he basically was like, "Dude, I got to do the interview. Get the fuck out of here." No, no, he just said, "Thanks, man."
Picked on who?
Yeah, he's like picked, and he's from Australia too. You'd think you'd know, but no, Kelly.
You're like, hey man, I'm from the land.
Kelly Lea Pepe. This guy's a fucking beast. The game I went to, he had 29 and 12. 29 and 12, man. The guy was unstoppable. How can you fade that mullet?
Can we give them an auto bid to the tournament?
They
now
need to get to the tournament. Unfortunately, Gonzaga's in their conference, so they need to like somehow pull the upset.
They can
because
beat Gonzaga. Fuck.
What better? What you think Gonzaga can slow down Kelly?
I don't know. La Pepe, that guy's a beast.
What, does he have a nickname? He needs
Pepe
a good nickname.
I mean, oh, by the way, I got you guys a. I have something to. If you guys want to donate to the LMU basketball program, they're only asking 20 grand.
Oh, what do we get? What do you got? Name on the court?
Yeah, you get to, I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Can we get some branding on the court?
I'm serious. I really got some paperwork for you.
Colby loves paperwork.
Yeah. Look, Loyola Marymount is how about them, man? They won that tournament in Jamaica where Patrick Ewing was there, you know, with his Hoyas. Yeah.
We know we're all in LMU. Like, there's nothing else to say. I mean, this is a tough out in Fort Collins.
It is tough because the altitude. Yeah. But if there's one guy that can do it, it's Lea Pepe, right?
He's used to the thin air. He's so tall.
Do you think he's affected by elevation?
No.
His veins are so thick. He's got plenty of oxygen in there.
It was hilarious because sitting behind me were, you know, they were playing Towson, right? And not Towson, I'm sorry. They were playing Morgan State. And I'm just making the assumption that the people behind me were people that made the trip with Morgan State. And it was pretty hilarious them getting their analysis of this guy. They're like that motherfucker's got prison strength. like God damn, every rebound, like see him like grabbing this rebound. They're like, motherfucker Conan the Barbarian, right?
I mean, he is, look, it feels like, who was the kid from Loyola Chicago that we
Crutwig? Cam Crutwig?
You get,
you have to adopt certain players.
You get a couple of these every college basketball season of just, they look like dudes who should be playing in the YMCA who have a 2-inch vertical, but yet they're these just like magnificent college basketball players. I hope we get to see Loyola play in the big tourney in March.
We need them to get in, man. How can they pull this off? The St. Mary's is in their conference too. It's like they're good. Loyola's good, but I don't think they're that good. Like it's gonna be one of those two schools, right?
Sometimes you gotta let the stars in because that's all people care about nowadays. 6:15 on the West Coast, Bloomington, Indiana hosts a little battle here. Blood battle between UNC and Indiana.
Look,
nothing better than seeing those goofy ass Indiana warmups. Like, all right, we get it. Yeah, I mean, you look like
you're at a fucking carnival.
Something like, no, you just look at, you're like a giant popcorn vendor. Indiana -7.
Like you're gonna be with those big tricycles, you know?
I mean, honestly, like, with these colors and like the animal, the Tar Heel, and the goofy ass red stripes, this just feels like a political debate more than a basketball game. Like just people wearing goofy shit, like all the North Carolina people with their polos buttoned up to the top. Indiana's back, but North Carolina's got some ballers.
Yeah, I mean, isn't 7? I know Baycott is game time decision with an ankle injury. You got Caleb Love. I mean, you know, UNC, I mean, as short as last week, they were number one and they lost to Iowa State and Alabama, maybe a little bit of a funk here, but
How many teams can play a hundred, like a 100-point game, like they just did against Alabama?
That game was ridiculous.
But how many teams can even do that?
You can't give a team that can score like UNC 7 points. I'm taking UNC.
I agree. I think bounce back spot. I mean, look, Trace Jackson Davis and Xavier Johnson have been playing really good for Indiana, but they really only had one real test in the game at Xavier. So I got the Tar Heels bouncing back. And at least covering this, I think they can win it outright, though.
So Xavier, the only team that in KenPom's top 250 teams that they played.
Yeah,
they've played one team in the top 250. So I mean, everything we said earlier about who were we talking about that had a trash schedule, New Mexico or
Rutgers, yeah,
very similar. They just zero tests. So yeah, love North Carolina here.
I'm interested to see if what they do defensively. Do they try to put Leaky Black on Trace Jackson Davis? I don't know if, especially if Baycott's injured, it's going to be very interesting to watch.
I had a little bit of that early the other day. you know, some of that. It actually was that tailgate at the UCLA USC game. I ran into a random listener. I think his name was John, UCLA fan. This guy made some cream corn. It was delicious, but left me with a little Leaky Black.
Wait, you're telling me there's a UCLA football fan out there? I don't believe this.
Sure, you can't fuck around with cream of corn at a tailgate.
Yeah.
It was great.
Jesus
That's
Christ,
a risky
man.
Play right there. From the start.
What are you doing? I mean, and no further handicap. North UNC, let's go. Jordan for the win. Michigan State, they head to South Bend, Indiana, 6:15. Again, the 15 minutes past the hour thing. Like, how elitist are you? South Bend, Indiana, Notre Dame catching a point at home here. Boy, if there's a battle tested team in the college basketball landscape at the top level of the game, it's Michigan State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I forever find it hard to ever back Notre Dame. They're YMCA pussies.
They've looked a little suspect this year. They were 5-0 before their last game against St. Bonaventure, and the Bonnies pulled the upset. But Michigan State does have Malik Hall out. But I think I'm with you, man. I both these teams played at an unbelievably slow pace. This is basically your Iowa Wisconsin. Big Ten West football matchup on the hardwood. I'm with you though. Michigan State's battle tested. I think they're, even though they're coming back from Oregon just what a couple days ago, I think they're going to get it done against Notre Dame here. I'm not sold on the Irish so far this season, despite them being third in the nation in field goal percentage.
And another narrative, the best team they've played all year was the last game they played against St. Bonaventure, which they lost.
Yeah.
Haven't played a road game either. So not only is this the toughest team they've played, again, they haven't played anyone within the top 160 of KenPom.
Who? Notre Dame?
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Or they
You haven't played a road game.
They also haven't played a road game. They played a neutral site game.
Oh, Michigan or Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was just confused cause they were at home. I thought you were pointing out like they haven't gone on the road and they're going on the road.
No, I think he's just talking about the record.
Yeah.
They're 5-1. And
but they haven't played him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michigan State. I mean, this is pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. What we got? I mean, how about that though? Izzo against Bray.
I don't know. Is Bray that good? I know he's had a long success there, but I always feel like he's been disappointing. All right. Last game, 7 PM. St. Mary's hosts New Mexico. Wow. Well, who could have thought, Sean, when we started this program, we were going to be talking about two schools from New Mexico. St. Mary's laying 9.5.
Go Lobos.
Well, wasn't that why you were there? You were scouting?
Yeah. Keep an eye. I'm trying to crack the case. There's dual tragic magic. It was like a crazy shootout between the guys. New Mexico, how can you fade this team getting 9.5? And you have Richard Pitino.
Yeah. I mean, I've been super impressed with him.
He's one of those guys who will get penetration.
Can we start calling him Dick Pitino?
Dick Pick Pitino?
Or Ricky?
Dick Pick Pitino. Yeah.
I just think this is going to be a game. I don't know why you give New Mexico 9.5. That feels crazy.
No, I mean, look.
Have you watched this team? Like, they're good.
Yeah, four straight double-digit wins. They obviously have the NBA lineage with Jalen House and Jamal Mashburn Jr., but
they could win outright, too. But
St. Mary's has been better than what I thought they would be. St. Mary's lost a lot. Randy Bennett just keeps a good program up there in the Bay Area.
Bringing in those Aussies. How'd they not get Kelly LePepe?
I know. What the hell, man? We need him to transfer.
For St. Mary's.
You know, he needs to take, you know what? I need to go to another game and talk to him because he needs to use his COVID eligibility and transfer there next year.
LMU is somehow tapped into the St. Mary's pipeline direct from Australia, and they got the best
How
one.
How do
yet.
You whiff on that?
Are you on New Mexico as well?
Yeah. I mean, you got to have a really good reason to fade Tragic Magic. A dual Tragic Magic spot.
That might be our parlay, by the way.
Oh, a New Mexico parlay.
Yeah, a little. What do they call that? Green chili special.
I like
they
green.
They literally put green chili in everything.
Oh, I love green chili.
Yeah, Santa. I mean, look, New Mexico is a beautiful state, man. Very beautiful state. Underrated. Bring your meth.
Yeah. better Mexico, new or old.
Neck and neck. All right, time for the lock dog and bonus lock. Brought to you by WinBet, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. Bet $100, get a $100 free bet.
I'll go Old Mexico.
Old Mexico has beach, but Cabo. It also has some questionable ones. Remember our diehard listener that went down to Juarez and just disappeared?
Oh, show.
That guy used to hook me up with hotel
hashtag
rooms.
Hashtag
all across the globe.
Yeah, we don't want to get let too much information out.
You don't want the FBI asking this stuff.
All right. Lock Richmond, wrong team favored. Second lock, Miami, Rutgers not tested at all. Dog, I really want to take Loyola, but give me North Carolina. That's gonna be a nice sized dog too. In that game, there when a team can score like that, the variance. I don't know, what are we 250 maybe a little bit more on the money line.
Yeah, my lock. Give me the Lobos +9.5.
Oh wow!
I mean, Patino is a good coach, and then my bonus lock. Oh, I had it. Yeah, UNC +7. That's way too much. And then my dog. I mean, how do you not Pepe Le Pew on the money line in Fort Collins? Let's go. That's a nice. It's a 7.5 money line. That's a pretty sweet.
We gotta get him on the show, Cole.
I tried, figure
that out.
Damn, stadium sports announcers got in my way. I was trying to talk to him.
We gotta get Colby a tux. What do you got,
Colby?
You gonna lock up Georgetown?
Nah, I'm taking Carolina +7.
Wow, he's copying you again, Sean. That's got to feel great. Twice in one day, Colby copies your
iron lock. Sharpens iron, Ryan.
Carolina +7, and then bonus lock will be Miami -3.
And what's your dog?
My dog. I'm not going to go with this small dog nonsense. All right, we're gonna find something solid here. Let's go with.
What does that mean? You talking shit about my 7-point dog? You talking shit about
the Lobos, Sean? Baby? Let's go.
Let's wait.
Green chili special.
New Mexico on the money line.
Sorry, Sean. I got a little distracted typing into my Google bar. Diners near University Credit Union.
Like father, like son.
You have to know when to call.
Looks like the spot is going to be Tutu's Food and Drink.
Katie's Creek? That's Walnut Creek, California. Katie, shout out to Katie's Creek.
Mr. Patino, can I get a drink started for you?
Terrific snatch.
No, just if
I like that shit stirred.
Would you like any sort of dessert?
Terrific snatch.
No, I'm just here to bring out your food.
Terrific snatch.
If you could just please, sir, relax.
Terrific snatch dong.
Imagine naming his kid Dick. He loved his dick
he's
so
one of
much.
Those guys who will get penetration.
If I name my son Richard, I can pretend like he's.
Hey, that'll do it for the show. YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Hit subscribe. We will be live 10 a.m. ish on the West Coast and 4 o'clock ish for a doubleheader from the beautiful Las Vegas WinBet studios.
Wait. You're going to be able to do a doubleheader? I saw Ben Simmons has got a sore knee and he's out, Sean.
Oh man, that guy is it's comical.
Had his laptop on his knee a little too long.
Probably fried his balls there. All right. Hey guys. Thank you as always. Hey, check out the merch store. Got a ton of good holiday stuff in there.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Mike Vrabel would be proud of Christian Pulisic putting his dick on the line for his country.
Kramer, let it ride.